and said, "My daughter has just died. But come, lay your hand on her, and she will live." Jesus rose and followed him, and so did his disciples. A woman suffering hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him and touched the tassel on his cloak. She said to herself, "If only I can touch his cloak, I shall be cured." Jesus turned around and saw her and said, "Courage, daughter, your faith has saved you." And from that hour, the woman was cured. When Jesus arrived at the official's house and saw the flute players and the crowd who were making a commotion, he said, "Go away. The girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they ridiculed him. When the crowd was put out, he came and took her by the hand, and the little girl arose. And news of this spread throughout all that land. The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, in our world, wealth and prestige curry favor and opportunity, but not so in God's world. Consider the scene from today's gospel reading. A powerful synagogue official begs Jesus to follow him to his house. Jesus does so, and at his home, he brings back to life his presumably dead daughter by simply touching her hand. But the sidebar of this story is even more provocative. A poor outcast woman, if you will, an untouchable in her society, owing to her continuous menstruation. That woman would not even think of asking Jesus to touch her. She's untouchable. And so she seeks to be cured by Jesus through simply touching not his cloak, but the tassel of his cloak. And the result? She immediately feels cured. And Jesus immediately feels curing power leaving his body. And then Jesus actually speaks to this untouchable. "Courage, daughter. Your faith has saved you." We are reminded of today's first reading from the prophet Hosea. "I will allure you, and I will speak to your heart. I will espouse you in love and in mercy." Friends, what does this story mean for us today? I contend that that untouchable woman is symbolic of us ordinary folks who desire and fear the touch of God in our lives. But how can we touch God? Today's feast of Saint Antonio Zaccaria is perhaps a clue. Saint Antonio was born in 1502 and died a mere 37 years later. He was devoted to St. Paul. And in honor of St. Paul, he founded the Barnabites. Following St. Paul, he is famous for his great love of the Eucharist. Ah, here is the clue, my friends. All of us have the opportunity to touch not simply the tassel on Jesus' cloak, but Jesus' cloak every day of our lives through the Eucharist. Through the Eucharist, we, like the woman with the hemorrhage, can experience Jesus. We can feel Jesus. We can hear Jesus. We can